The college admissions bribery scandal involving a pair of actresses, business leaders, and other wealthy parents brings up all sorts of issues, one of them being entitlement. The FBI investigation resulted in charges against at least 50 people involved in allegedly bribing college coaches and others to get their children admission to prestigious universities. We are going to talk a little bit more about how entitlement can blow up. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Richard Watts. He's author of the book, Entitlemania, How Not to Spoil Your Kids and What to Do If You Have. He is also a personal advisor and legal counsel to the wealthy. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you. Glad to be here.
When you look at this set of allegations and the indictment, if proven true, where would you put these actions on the spectrum of entitled behavior?
Well, I think it's certainly, when you get to illegal behavior, it's as high up as you get. But it's certainly indicative of the swell of parents' actions just beneath that illegal activity to the levels they're willing to go in order to advance their kids to the dream of the parents.
I thought it was fascinating to hear yesterday that in a number of these cases, the kids didn't know what mom or dad had done, and certainly mom or dad did a disservice in that sense.
Well, I think that a lot of times mom and dad, I call mom and dad drone parents. They used to be annoying helicopter parents, but now we're much more strategic and going out forward and taking out anything in their path. But I don't think the kids realize oftentimes what mom and dad are doing. They're like goldfish, and goldfish will eat anything they're given. They don't know any better, and frankly, you feed them until they die. It's really up to parents to begin to understand when they're really working in their children's best interest and when they are not.
And given what you've written about and what you do for a living, I'm really interested in just your initial reaction when you first heard about and read about the story.
I just thought it was amazing. I just thought parents and people that are willing to get into entanglements of this degree, risking not only their families and their reputations, but jail time, in order to get their kids moving forward or to get their kids to a level of impressive degrees, is just so indicative to me of how we need to begin to rein in this best friend attitude we have with our kids and start to treat them with tough love as parents probably should.
What's behind all this? I mean, is this a classic case of losing the forest for the trees?
I think what's behind all of it is love. I think we all really do this out of love. We love our kids, and we try to take them to places where they're not struggling. We think that it's good to take struggle away from our kids. But in the process of giving our kids all the things that we didn't have, we forget sometimes to give them the things that we did have, which for most of us, not easy. It was difficult.
You know, this story has really struck a chord across the country. It seems like it's one of those things that everybody is talking about it. What do you think it speaks to? Why is that?
Well, that's really interesting. I think that what happens in this case, first of all, I think people have a hard time with recognizing and realizing that the wealthy have very extraordinary access. That's really what wealthy people get, is they get access. They get the restaurant reservation when you can't get it. They get the front row seat when you can't get it. And I think that's really difficult to watch. But I think that ultimately that's been going on a long, long time. The wealthy have been donating buildings, and some of the most famous presidents we've ever had went to super schools and didn't have the grades to get in, but they had the name recognition and they had the wealth. But I think in this case people are just angry, frankly, because they really, really want this to happen for their kids. They really want to be that person, and they're just extraordinarily upset that someone would go to that level to attain something that they would almost go to that level to get themselves.
Mr. Watts, thanks so much for your time and perspective. Richard Watts, author of the book Entitlemania.